Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kelayin Daf Nun Hey in the Oiz Vardar edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Nun Dalet on base on the bottom. Berachin Benu Yoimer, we quote the Mishnah. Berachin Benu says that the distance between the Oris, meaning between the grapes, the vines, and the fence is 4 Amos, and we talk about it in between. Omer Berachin Rabbi Yisrael Bishmol Berachin Benu Yishloshtan Omer Dover Echot. These three Tanoim, they all said the same thing. What is the idea? That a chavush means something surrounding. You have a fence. You have something surrounding. That makes the problem. That makes it closed up. And makes the issue of kilayim. How do we see that? Says in Mordaf Nuriyam Udalf. Rabbi Shmuel the Tanina. Shmuel said, Aginu ktanu shimu kefes oris. We have a small garden that has a fence around it. Im yesh bo milo boitzev esalu mikan. U milo boitzev esalu mikan. If you have a size of a boitzer, a boitzer means the one who's harvesting the trees, and his basket from one side of the tree, and from the other side of the tree. So then, tizara, then you can plant it. If you have loy tizara, if not, you can't plant it. What does it mean? Meaning that the boitzer takes an amo, it's an amo for the person who's harvesting, and you have another amo for his basket. So it's 2 amos from each side. So a total of 4 amos, because every tree needs 2 amos from each side. So between 2 trees, you need to have 4 amos. That's the classic distance between the vines of a vineyard. Havon bai meimar, mandohom amikar akfonim, moishchim nichos. Moses, we thought, the way the Bnei Yeshiva understood it, is that if we're measuring, like we learned in the Mishnah, that you measure from the actual grapes, so then it makes sense. We're talking about, you do a measurement from the grapes, from the vines, you have to do 2 amos to each side, you have to have 4 amos between the grapes. Mandoma Mika Godomashim, but according to Mandoma that says that you measure from the fence, and all the about the fence. So the Gemara understands what you mean, you do Miloy, the Boitzer Vesali, Mikano Mikan, means 4 amos. It's 4 amos between one fence and the other fence. We're talking here about a small garden, we're surrounded by a fence. So the total distance between the fences is 4 amos, and inside there you have the trees. Says the Gemara, how can that be? Ain oiso makarti mimatim arba? Isn't the trunk, the branches of the tree, take out some of the spacing that you have in the garden? Now the garden has a tree in it, so you don't have 4 amos between the trees. So the Gemara, according to this mandoma that you measure from the fence, tipoto sheyu chavukim lakoyso, the trees are connected and attached to the 4 corners of the garden, to the wall. So therefore, they're not taking really space, and you still have 4 amos in between them. Says the Gemara, lo arba in a klum. Hilchas Oris b'chamesh. 1 second. But Oris, we mentioned, is 5 trees. And here you have only 4 trees. And the Gemara understands. We talk about the same idea that you have your trees with a fence. You need to have 5 in order to have a din of Oris. And so the Gemara definitely has with base. Omav chanino tipoto shehu shtei kfonim nesunim bekeren zovis achas. Sheinim takem mehem nirim ki'arbo b'naim. Meaning, you really have 5 trees. The garden is not a square. It's a rectangular. You have a longer length and a width. And because of the longer length, you have a space to put in another tree, another vine. So what the Gemara is saying is, in the corner of the garden, you have 2 trees with a space of 4 amos between them. Because you have space to do that. So it's not literally in the corner. It's a little bit space in between. If you look at the picture of the Reb Chaim brings, we're talking about, you have in the corners, you have 3 corners of a tree in them. The 4th corner, you have 2 trees, so that this is a 4 amos between them. And that's what the Gemara says. Tipoter, explain it, you shtake funny suit bekeren zovis, you have 2 vines close to the corner. Achas, shim techem nirim ke'arba b'naim. If you measure between them, they have 4 amos in between. So that is the shito of Rabbi Shmuel, that the fence causes here a chavush, a problem for kilay. Rabbi Yaisi, what's Rabbi Yaisi? Tanin Rabbi Yaisi Oimir, he said, when you have a neck, when you have a pit in the ground, it doesn't have 4 amos, you can't put in their grain, because it's surrounded with a vineyard and makes it chavush, which is a problem of kilayim. Mando mikar kfonim, Moses is a similar question. If you measure from the trees and this idea of the oris of something surrounded, you care about the vines, so I understand you're doing your measurement of the pit from the vines. If you measure from the fence, so if you that's the measurement, you take it from the fence on, then you don't have enough space because you have the tree in between, and the tree takes space. So you don't have arba amos. You don't have amos of empty space between the tree and the grain. The way we brought this, this is according to Rav Chaim's chat. And the problem is not so understood, because when we talk about a fence, we're talking about the pit. And you're measuring the walls of the pit. So what does that have to do with the what we talk about in our sugar between the tree and the fence? Chori has no shaykhis. So other mefresh, we say we're talking about what the Mishnah is going to bring a halacha dalet, where Rabbi there does speak about trees and fence. But truth is, the Gemara there compares the two cases together, and they all come from the same source. So even if you're referring to the previous Mishnah, we came to the same idea that the measurement comes based on a fence. So in any case, the Gemara says, if I measure from a fence and not from the tree, I don't have empty space of four amas. How does that work? How does that make sense? Says the Gemara, Tipot she'achovuk l'koysel. You have to say that the tree is completely connected to the koysel. So wherever you measure from the koysel, you measure from the tree. V'hachin yabirchin binuri docha. And in our sugi, we have yabirchin binuri that said that the fence and the tree create the spacing, that because you have a fence over here, it's called, it's considered to be enclosed, and it's caused the problem of kilai. Makes sense that in their cases, they will agree to Rabbi Benuri's case. Because Rabbi Benuri's case is talking about a straight line, a vine of a straight line, when they're next to a fence. That's a much more apparent vineyard. Rabbi Benuri will not agree to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shmuel, because they're not talking about a straight line vineyard. Rabbi Yosef will agree to Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Yosef is speaking about one tree and a pit. So, well, according to Rabbi Yosef, he's talking about one tree, so of course we have multiple trees. Says the Gemara in Daf from Vov Amud Aleph, Rabbi Shmuel lo yodeh Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Shmuel, it says we're talking about a bunch of trees, just not in a straight line. But they're talking about trees within a small garden. Then when you have many trees, then you have the idea of Chovosh. But if you have only one tree, maybe you don't say it. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Nun Hei.